This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. And now a teachable moment about the markets in 2018 that starts with my Captain Kirk Star Trek pajamas. Well, say I wanted to sell my pajamas by putting up a sign on my lonely street. It's unlikely I'd find too many potential buyers. That is an illiquid market. But say I try to sell my Captain Kirk pajamas at a Star Trek convention. Lots of potential buyers, easy to buy and sell. That is what we call a liquid market, and maybe I'd get a decent price. Well, there is concern right now in May of 2018 that there is a liquidity problem in some real financial markets, including some bonds. You go to sell and no one's interested, or you accept a stupid price because the loan buyer drives a hard bargain. To help with this liquidity question, let's bring in Jeffrey Cleveland, the chief economist at Payden and Riegel in Los Angeles.
One of the ways we're thinking about it is just the structure of the financial markets and looking at what's changed over time. And there's an important piece to the structure of financial market, which are the intermediaries, the third parties.
All right. This is the middlemen and middlewomen who may not have a strong view about whether or not they want to hold that particular set of corporate bonds or something or sell them. It's that if you want to sell them, they will buy pretty quickly and then sell them to someone else. You're getting the sense, or you've seen data that suggests that they're not really holding as much of these financial instruments?
Well, we know, for example, that in the corporate bond market, the non-financial corporate bond market, total debt outstanding or total bonds in circulation has more than doubled since the crisis, so since 2008. But the inventory, so I would classify that as what's on the shelves in terms of the bond market supermarket, that would be the dealer inventories. Those have declined pretty noticeably. They, in terms of being that circuit breaker, being that shock absorber when lots of sellers appear, they're less willing or less able to do that.
Now, when some markets are less liquid than they once were, I mean, maybe who cares day to day, but if a crunch is in the offing and you're looking for someone to buy these wretched securities you're trying to offload, that's where you could have a problem.
We've had maybe three instances in the last 4 or 5 years where you can get a hint of what we're talking about here, David. Lots of sellers showed up, and perhaps there wasn't the shock absorber in between. And what you have happened there in those liquidity scenarios is that prices move dramatically. So it's not that trades don't get done, it's that they get done at different prices. And I think that ties the knot nicely into other things that we've been talking about a lot in the financial markets, namely volatility. So you have a liquidity event that moves prices, and that causes volatility.
Something for policymakers, something for market players and other interested parties to consider. Jeffrey Cleveland, chief economist at Payden and Riegel in Los Angeles. Thank you.
Thank you, David.
By the way, I am not selling my Captain Kirk Star Trek pajamas, no matter how robust the market. The pajamas are mine.